There are limits to how much one can contribute to their 401k retirement accounts. The Internal Revenue Service is very specific about the amounts for every employee regardless of how much they're earning. The contribution limits are adjusted against inflation and changes to the cost of living every year. For the 2022 tax year, the 401k contribution limits are subject to a change, and a change generally refers to an increase. Ever since 401k was introduced, the contribution limits have been on a steady rise, except in a couple of years where the limits had to be corrected to simplify and encourage the use of 401k. Aside from the contribution limit, it refers to the amount an employee can contribute to her or his account. There is also the maximum contribution amount. This amount refers to the total amount of funds that can be contributed during the year by both the employee and the employer. Here is everything you need to know about the 401k contribution limits for both the employee standpoint of view and total. Adjusted 401k contribution limits. As mentioned above, the Internal Revenue Service regulates the contribution limits and sets standards for how much you can fund your 401k retirement plan. The 2022's contribution limit is anticipated to increase by $500 as the contribution wasn't increased for 2021. The 401k contribution limits remain the same as $19,500 for 2021, the same as 2020. Considering that no increase was granted to employees for 2021, we anticipate that it will be increased to $20,000 for 2022. The new contribution limit means employees can contribute a higher portion of their income for funding their 401k that also increases the tax benefits. That's, of course, assuming the employee has a traditional 401k rather than a Roth 401k. 401k contribution deduction limits 2022. The 401k contributions are deductible only if you're funding a traditional or other qualifying account. You can only contribute to these types of 401k accounts because they are funded with pre-tax dollars, so you won't pay taxes on them when you contribute, but will when you make withdrawals. Unlike the IRA deduction, there are no income limits that apply to employees. However, if you're covered by a retirement plan at work 401k, your IRA deduction might get smaller depending on your income. See the IRA deduction limits 2022 to figure out whether you get a full, partial, or no deduction at all. Frequently asked form 401k questions: how much 401k should I contribute? 401k is a major consideration for those who want to fund their retirement. The benefits of 401k are unmistakable, especially if you get an employer match. You can contribute up to $20,000 to your 401k, but how much you should actually contribute comes down to your other investment options and if you have debt. Someone who has a mortgage to pay should prioritize these rather than going all in with their money to 401k. There could also be other investment options where you can get a higher return on your money. Always weigh in your options and do what serves you the most. Is 401k contribution pre-tax or after-tax? 401k is both pre-tax and after-tax. It comes down to the type of 401k you have. The traditional 401k are funded with pre-tax dollars, making them deductible. On the other hand, Roth 401k plans are funded with after-tax dollars. You pay taxes on the amount contributed but don't when you withdraw your money, which is the opposite with traditional 401ks. How often can I change my 401k contribution? How often you can change your 401k contribution depends on your employer. While some employers may change your 401k contributions as much as you'd like, some may put a limit on it, like quarterly or annually. Speak to your employer to ask how often you can change your 401k contributions.